Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashtyatya Deshatarne. We are assembled here in New Dwarka to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, currently studying the fifth canto entitled The Creative Impetus, chapter number 17, The Descent of the River Ganges. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So yesterday, we didn't hear the chapter summary unless it was done previously. So may I read? That was done? Okay, I'm sorry. I heard your class. Very nice yesterday. So you must have done the chapter summary before? Okay. Because I was only going by yesterday. All right, we're in verse number 2. Please allow me to recite the Sanskrit prose verse. Yatraha vava vira vrata autanapadi paramo bhagavato smat kuladevata charanar avindodakam iti yam anusabanam utkrishyamana bhagavad bhakti yogena dridham klidyamanantar hridaya autkantya vishvasha milita lochana yugala kudmala viglitamala bashpa kalayabi yajamana roma palak pulaka kalako dunapi paramadharena shirasa bibharati. Translation, if you would kindly respond. Dhruva Maharaj, the famous son of Maharaj Uttanapad, is known as the most exalted devotee of the Supreme Lord because of his firm determination in executing devotional service. Knowing that the sacred Ganges water washes the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj, situated in his own planet, to this very day accepts the water on his head with great devotion. Because he constantly thinks of Krishna very devoutly within the core of his heart, he is overcome with ecstatic anxiety. Tears flow from his half-opened eyes, and eruptions appear in his entire body. The Bhaktivedanta purport is as follows. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When a person is firmly fixed in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is described as vira vrata, fully determined. Such a devotee increases his ecstasy in devotional service more and more. Thus, as soon as he remembers Lord Vishnu, his eyes fill with tears. This is a symptom of a Mahabhagavat. Dhruva Maharaj maintained himself in that devotional ecstasy, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave us a practical example of transcendental ecstasy when he lived at Jagannath Puri. His pastimes there are fully narrated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that ends Prabhupada's purport to this verse. Vanchakalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha pacitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Trinadapi sunichena taror eva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sada hari. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kivalam, Kalo Nasjeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. So we heard today Dhruva. And I was thinking this morning, as I was preparing for today's class, I was thinking, should I say this, should I say this, should I say this? On the car drive over, I was thinking, yes, I'm going to certainly say that. But when you sit down and you chant the verse and you read the purport, all that goes out the window. And as we were reading the translation, I was thinking, Dhruva Maharaj is so nicely mentioned in today's verse. So let me see what I can remember about Dhruva Maharaj. It is most auspicious to remember the activities of an exalted devotee. Dhruva Maharaj represents the classic success story in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the material world, the people of the world are always hankering to hear about some success story, whether it be a basketball team or player or some politician or some movie star or some business person. They're very much interested to study the life and teachings, actually, of a success in the material world. And Srimad Bhagavatam is full of success stories, but their success is different from any kind of material success. Because material success is limited, temporary, and at the end, you'll say, is that all there is? It'll not satisfy, it cheats you. But when you hear the success stories in Srimad Bhagavatam, it satisfies the heart. Dhruva, we read that, we heard that in the fourth canto, how at 5 years old, alone, he went to the forest. He was instructed by Narada Muni, who Prabhupada says is one of the greatest preachers in our line, Narada Muni. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is described as a Shakti Avesh avatar, empowered with the bhakti shakti, empowered to infuse devotional service. And after Narada tested to see, because today the verse was talking about Viravrata or Dhridavrata in the Bhagavad Gita, that verse is there. Yesham tu antakatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta vajante mam dhridavrata. To make success in any endeavor, even in the material world, you have to be very determined. I hear so many times the material pundits, they talk about certain personalities and they always glorify the one who puts in the extra effort, the one who is fully determined in their material expertise. They always laud that person. Oh, he's the first one in, the last one out. So that concept is there, materially or spiritually. But here Krishna in this Bhagavad Gita, Dhridavrata, full determination. Prabhupada was fully determined. Fully determined, how? Nobody was helping him to come to America. Sumati Muraji was saying, you're going to die there. And nobody was helping. He was doing it alone. And on the boat, two heart attacks. But he was determined. When he came to America, almost 1 year, no success. But he didn't give up. He was determined to execute the order of his spiritual master. Thank God. Otherwise, we would not be here today. If Prabhupada was not fully determined, where would I be? I know. I wouldn't have lived this long. I would have died in some gutter of Las Vegas, for sure. That's where I was headed. The lounge scene. But Prabhupada saved us. Why? Because he was fully determined to execute the order of his spiritual master. Dhruva Maharaj was given the mantra by Narada Muni. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Oh, very good. Jai. Thank you. I wasn't expecting that. That's a good sign. That means some of you are paying attention. Very good. And Narada tested Dhruva to see if he was actually sincere. Narada said, "You're a young boy, you should be playing." But Dhruva said, "Hey, look, don't waste my time here. If you're not going to help me in my endeavor, then forget it." So when Narada saw that the young boy was determined, yes, he taught him mantra yoga. He taught him how to worship the deity in the forest. He taught him the basic principles of bhakti yoga. And because Dhruva was fully determined, within 6 months, God appeared to him. I've been chanting how many years? Still hasn't appeared to me. I must not be fully determined. And I know I'm not fully determined. Who am I trying to kid? Who am I trying to pretend? I look in the mirror every day. I can see you're not fully determined, man in the mirror. But Dhruva Maharaj was fully determined to achieve his goal. And within 6 months, Lord Prishnigarbha appeared to him. And what is so wonderful about the narration of Dhruva, he won both sides of the coin. All his material desires were fulfilled, and all his spiritual desires were fulfilled. He got to reign as ruler of the earth for 36,000 years. We'll be lucky if Obama lasts one more term. Maybe he'll last 4 years. Maybe. Maybe he'll get reelected. But Dhruva, 36,000 years. And not only that, not only that, his senses did not wane. Now, all of us here in this temple room, we're getting on in our years, no longer young bucks. You all know what's happening day by day. Your senses are not as powerful as they used to be. Our sensory powers are diminishing day by day by day by day. But Dhruva, his senses lasted youthfully 36,000 years. Who wouldn't, if right now, if some doctor said, "I can guarantee you youthful senses for 100 years, oh, there'd be a path from to his door that would go around the earth 7 times. He wouldn't be able to sleep. They're giving them now some artificial Viagra and this and that for one sense. But for all the senses, that was Dhruva's blessing that he got from Lord Prishnigarbha. And then at the end of 36,000 years, when death approached, there was an airplane, a Vaikuntha airplane. And he was greeted by two residents of the Vaikuntha. And they said, "Here is your plane." And when death came, Dhruva Maharaj stepped on the head of death. Can you imagine stepping on the head of, thank you very much, death. And then he was thinking about his mother, and sure enough, in a second airplane was his mother, also going back home, back to Godhead. Not only that, he's not going just to any Godhead, his own Godhead, his own planet, the pole star, Dhruva, Dhruva Loka, which although in the material world is a Vaikuntha planet and will not be destroyed. He won it all. He won the jackpot. But what do we learn? As Prabhupada points out in that Dhruva Katha, Lord Chaitanya points out in the Dhruva Katha, Swamin Kritartosmi Varanga Nanyache. When Lord Prishnigarbha blessed Dhruva, and after Lord Prishnigarbha left, what did Dhruva say? He was lamenting. You would think, what? He was lamenting? He just won the jackpot of all jackpots. But he was lamenting. Why? He said, I'm such a fool. I'm such a fool. Why? Because I was worshiping the Lord for something which is just like broken pieces of glass. What use is broken pieces of glass? Does it have any? No. As soon as any glass breaks, you toss, you throw away. He was saying, he admitted, he confessed, that I was worshiping the Lord for paltry material things like a kingdom. It is just like broken pieces of glass. When I should have worshipped the Lord for the Lord himself, who was just like a great diamond. Diamond and glass looks the same. And if you don't know what you're doing, you may think you're buying diamonds and you're getting broken pieces of glass. Cheaters and the cheated. Welcome to the material world. The cheaters and the cheated. And if there's one thing Prabhupada teaches us, don't be cheated. Don't accept a post-dated check. Don't be cheated. That's why Prabhupada spent his time and energy getting up early in the morning to recite the Bhaktivedanta purports for us, so that we won't be cheated. That's one of the biggest things right now in the material world. All over the world, day by day, people are realizing, I have been cheated. Completely cheated. My government has cheated me. And now we see day after day, my husband has cheated me. My wife has cheated me. My company has cheated me. My country has cheated me. Everybody's cheating me. But Prabhupada is teaching, you only cheat yourself. You allow yourself to be cheated because you are mudha. Yes. But Prabhupada teaches, if you surrender to Guru and Krishna, you won't be cheated. That's the key. Surrender to Guru and Krishna. Then you won't be cheated. That's why we very attentively pay attention to this Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it's teaching how not to be cheated. How to become fully in knowledge of things as they are. That's what I like about Srila Prabhupada's books. I've always liked this. That Prabhupada tells you as it is. How does he entitle his Bhagavad Gita? As it is. That's our Srila Prabhupada. He gives it to you as it is. I've said many times, when you go to a doctor, you want the doctor to tell you as it is, so that you know what to do, what not to do. You may go to a friend for some advice, but will your friend tell you what you really need to hear? Most likely not. Because we try to be nice. But the guru, the doctor, especially Srila Prabhupada, is going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Everybody wants to hear, oh, you're great, you're wonderful. The woman wants to be cheated and told when she's 90 years old, oh, you look as beautiful as a lotus flower. Yes. Everybody wants to be cheated in this material world. Who wants to be told the truth? You're old, you're fat, you're ugly, and you're stupid. That's the reality. Now dig it. Surrender to Krishna. But Prabhupada, such an expert physician, such the way Prabhupada, he's spoon-feeding us Krishna consciousness like little babies. Anyone who's raised children, when they're young, you have to give them that nasty medicine. So they even have a song. A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. So you sugarcoat it, but the medicine has to go down somehow or other. So Prabhupada, so expertly spoon-feeding us the medicine, Bhavoshadi, in the beginning of the 10th canto, the statement by Maharaj Parikshit, Bhavoshadi, this is the specific herbal remedy to finally destroy repeated birth and death. What does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? Krishna says there are four evils: birth, death, old age, and disease. And these are not pleasurable. These are evils. These are bad things. Unwanted. But the problem is, unless I achieve complete liberation, then again and again and again and again, Groundhog Day, over and over and over and over and over and over again. Birth, death, old age, and disease. Same old, the song remains the same. That's the material world. Only you change bodies, that's all. You change bodies, but the business is the same. Birth, death, old age, and disease. So the real thing is to stop this, to annihilate this. And that's what you do when you surrender to Guru and Krishna. And that's what you do when you come to Krishna consciousness and you accept Prabhupada's teachings and you live your life according to the Bhaktivedanta Marg. Our Krishna Balaram temple, after it was built, I don't know how long afterwards, but the street was renamed Bhaktivedanta Marg. Is it still named that? Anybody know if it's still? Dutakarma, do you know if it's still named as such? Okay. So, the Bhakti Marg means path or way. So, Prabhupada, his way, Bhakti Vedanta, knowledge with devotion. The Vedantists, the impersonalists, they don't have devotion. They have knowledge, but they don't have devotion. We have Vedanta, the conclusion of all knowledge, but it is overquoted and tinged, and everything is flowing through this path of love and devotion to Krishna. And the essence of that Bhaktivedanta, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It says here that Dhruva is constantly thinking of Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya was instructing Sanatan Goswami, he said, always remember Krishna, never forget him. And this regulative principle is the mother of all other regulative principles. All regulative principles are servants of this principle. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. And then we read, when there are two instructions, the second one is more important. So it's more important never to forget Krishna. But how do you never forget Krishna? By always remembering Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Kirtaniya Sada, always, like my name, Nirantara, without cessation, same synonym word, without cessation, always. Therefore, Dridhavrata, I must become fully determined. And I was mentioning the other night in my class, how actually now I am seeing my experience in the Chile earthquake back on the day before Gaur Purnim was blessing in disguise, because it gave me a glimpse of what it means to always remember Krishna and never forget him. Because I was so freaked out, and my whole psychophysical condition, no matter what I was doing, I was praying to Krishna. Even while brushing my brand new teeth, I was thinking, oh Krishna, please save me. Krishna, please protect me. And anytime there would be a little Hare Krishna. And even now, okay, it's almost 2 months later, still, as soon as I hear the slightest little thing, or I feel the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then that's what I have to be doing 24/7. I have to come to that stage of 24/7, always surrendering to Krishna, always remembering Krishna, and never, ever forgetting him. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And it says that Dhruva Maharaj thinks of Krishna in the core of his heart. And Prabhupada, one time, on one tape, you hear Prabhupada quoting, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Bilochanena Santak Sadaiva Hridayeshu Bilokayanti Yang Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That the pure devotee is always seeing Krishna in the core of his heart of hearts. In your heart of hearts means that is the most sacred place to you. What do you cherish the deepest? What is that thing which is the most important to you? That is the determining factor at the time of death. What is it in your heart that you cherish the most? When the earthquake came in Chile, my wife immediately emailed me and said, hey, LA's next, so get over it. And I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to lose this, I'm going to lose this. All my toys! I'm going to lose all my toys that I've worked so hard for. And I was thinking, gee, if the earthquake came again, what should I grab? Right? What should I take with me? Because you only have a few seconds, so you can only take one thing. Will it be my laptop? What will I take? So the question is self-analysis. What is it in my heart that is the most important thing to me? But for the pure devotee, it's Krishna. Krishna is that thing, that item, which is most dear to the pure devotee. I must have Krishna. I must have Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then it says that Dhruva is overwhelmed, what is the exact phrase? Ecstatic anxiety. But this ecstatic anxiety is not like anxiety in the material world. We learn in the Bhagavad Gita what is the symptom of a liberated person, Brahma Bhuta. The liberated person, na shochati, na kangshati. He doesn't hanker for his laptop and doesn't lament when all his toys are taken away. But here we read, yes, ecstatic anxiety. There is a transcendental or spiritual anxiety, which is full of bliss. Anxiety in the material world is not blissful. Nobody likes anxiety in the material world. The doctors, psychologists, and psychiatrists are making billions of dollars because of anxiety. If this was Vaikuntha, there would be no need for doctors. No need. But because this is the world of anxiety, they are the highest paid profession. Doctors and lawyers is another kind of anxiety. Another kind of it. The biggest industries are the ones that have anxiety attached. But there is transcendental anxiety, as we saw when we studied the separation of Sita and Ram. That Sita and Ram, Leela, they were feeling anxiety of separation, but it was Khladini. It was completely blissful and spiritual. Not like what we experience. We have no idea of this transcendental anxiety. But here is Dhruva Maharaj, thinking of Krishna, and he's feeling that separation. Oh, my Lord, my sweet Lord. But if we continue following Srila Prabhupada's instructions, if we continue especially to sincerely and devoutly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then we can gradually, step by step, come to this platform, this exalted platform of transcendental anxiety. Yugayitam nimishena chakshusha pravrishayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda vidahename. Time is relative. During an earthquake, it may only be a minute, but it feels like 12 years or more when you're in that. And for a pure devotee, feeling separation from Krishna, a moment is like 12 years or more. But it all can come about. You can transcend material anxiety easily. We are taught that very easily. Bhajahure mana sri nanda nandana abhaya charanada vindare. Anxiety means you're fearful, but you can become fearless abhay, taking shelter of Krishna. We are right now here with Krishna. He's right here. We're in the association of devotees. So we're sheltered right now. We should not be in anxiety right now. We should be fully blissful because we're with Krishna and his devotees. And we simply have to take shelter of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, there's no distress greater than separation or not having a devotee association. That's the greatest distress. When he was speaking with Ramananda Roy, the greatest distress is not to have the association of devotees. So we're in the association of devotees. Hari Bol. Everything is great. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So Vasprabhu, do you have any questions or comments you would like to chime in at this time?
level of anxiety in comparison to having lawyers and doctors at your call is really appropriate. It appears that in the material world, without those two items, it's almost hard to exist. This is how bad it's come.
Yes.
We become hypochondriacs. We have to have a doctor and every other remedy that's on the internet.
Mm.
And you're right. It's because of stress, anxiety, fear. So, thank you.
Yes, this Prabhu back here has something.
See, my name is Bharat. I'm from Arizona. But in 1974, I went to a doctor and says, you take these pills. Then I went to Vrindavan, met Prabhupada, and I joined the movement. And till today, I'm with the movement. And I never take any pills.
Jai. Very good. Anyone else? Anything else to discuss? Yes, Prabhu? In a second.
Type of devotees they go to Dhruva. I'm wondering about Dhruva Maharaj. He has his own planet. So then to the planet where they've been there, they've been before already, and they've been devotees, or just suddenly Dhruva Maharaj, he just get like as prize that planet, and then which devotees they are qualified to go to that planet in case for reasons like the spiritual achievement or something or material reasons.
Krishna satisfies the desires of his devotees. And there are statements in the Bhagavatam that depending on the particular form of Krishna that you are most attracted to, that is where you're going to take your residence. I believe, please correct me, Prabhupada even said that Jesus has his own planet and that his real followers, his true followers, will go there and take further classes. Did Prabhupada say anything like that? That's what I remember. At least that's what I was taught when I was Bhakta Nik. Anyway, devotees who are attracted to that form of Prishnigarbha, or those who fully follow Dhruva Maharaj and become his followers, they can go there. So therefore, who wants to go where Prabhupada is? That's where I want to go. I want to go wherever Prabhupada is. Wherever that may be. Heaven, hell, Vaikuntha. But I want to be with Prabhupada. Okay, this gentleman here with the red hat has a question.
I just wanted to say, man, you have a real good spirit, man. You're a real good guru. Thank you very much.
May Krishna bless you and protect you. Please come to this temple and you will meet many, many, many gurus and beautiful devotees. That's what this movement is all around. This is the real beautiful people of Los Angeles. Okay, anybody else besides... Wait. Anybody else have a... All right, you got a second one.
I hear from other devotees, but this for giving answer to the Christian devotees. Usually, I think they told me, especially the Dhruva Maharaj planet is also Jesus Christ's planet, something like that. So,
I didn't understand what he said. I didn't understand you. Can you translate? Did Prabhupada say that?
Saying that that's what the Christians say.
Oh, that's what the Christians say. All right, fine. Oh, you heard from some devotees. Okay. All right. We have to go by what Prabhupada says. Please forgive me. All right, I think that's enough. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.